KBMW.
6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, you. Kind of a soupy, soggy looking Wednesday, May 15th. Got some light rain here and 56 degrees. Kind of looks like this is going to be the order of the day for the rest of the day. But listen, it's not going to stop what's happening tonight. Just remember the number 100. Scott Nicholson in from Foundation. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me.
You said you've been very busy already because Power of 100.
Yes.
Explain what's going on tonight. What's going to be happening tonight?
Sure. So the Power of 100 event is it's a local event that is hosted by the Richland-Wilkin Community Foundation. And what we try and do at this event is raise the level of awareness of what's going on in the surrounding communities within Richland and Wilkin County from a philanthropic standpoint. And
right.
So the main agenda for the evening is these three nonprofit organizations that we've got coming in, and each one of them is going to bring a small presentation. They're going to talk about what they do and what's going on in their lives. And so first, to focus on them and who they are, we've got the Twin Town Skate Park Phase 2 construction.
Mm-hmm.
This is an effort led by a couple of young adults, some teenagers. They're trying to get Phase 2 of the concrete skate park over in Breckenridge built. And so they've created a video that we're going to watch, and they're going to say a few words. And then we're going to hear from the Headwaters Music Festival folks. This year, 2024, will be the fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got some special things planned. They're going to talk to us about what they've got going on and say a few words there. And then the Abercrombie Parks and Rec Group
going
to join us. Yep, we got a serious contention coming in from Abercrombie, which is great. They have a very a very robust plan to improve their city park. And so we're going to learn all about what they've got planned, where they are in their process, and, mm-hmm. and what they've got left. And, of course, with all three of these entities, we'll hear about how we can contribute to them if we'd like to support them. So that's the nonprofit side of it. That's the kind of the business end of the event. But it's really a social. It's there for fellowship. We've got over 100 folks that are going to come and be treated to a four-course chef-designed meal. Yeah. So the City Brew Hall here in Wahpeton is part of the 701 Eateries ownership group, and they have a chef, Chef Henry, who has designed for us a fantastic four-course meal.
All right.
Yeah, and so I've got the menu for the food. I've also got the menu for the cocktails here, and I can talk about those if we've got
time. Yeah, absolutely. Fire it up. I'd love to hear about this.
Okay, so let's talk about food first. So our first course is going to be a cold Korean noodle box. It's going to include rice noodles, of course, cilantro, lime dressing, some pickled veggies, fresh herbs, peanuts, and then shrimp, spicy marinated shrimp. So a nice kind of a cool noodle with a little kick there.
I'm hungry already.
Yeah. Okay, so that's just the first course. Then staying in the Korean theme, second course is Korean fried chicken bao bun. Now I'm not a chef. I'm not a food aficionado. I do enjoy it quite a bit. I don't know what a bao bun is.
First time I've heard of it.
Yeah, but that's one of the nice things about this event, too, is it we try some different things. This mm-hmm. is all off-menu stuff for
sure.
The brew, so we're going to kind of expand our flavor horizons a little bit. So that's basically Korean marinated chicken fried on a bao bun, also some more veggies, and then aioli, so... that's just round two.
I'm hungry already.
Yep, that's just round two. Then third course, again, Korean sticky ribs with a barbecue fried rice. Now, I'm not sure what a barbecue fried rice is. I'm excited to see what that is. So we'll find that out tonight. And then, of course, we've got a dessert, Thai mango panna cotta, a flavored cream with sweet mango relish. So nice little kind of a sweet, light finish to our springtime.
What a meal.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I bet you are.
And that's just the food.
What else is going on? You got entertainment? Yep. What's happening?
We do have entertainment. So Rick Fiedler, our local musician, local guitarist and singer, is going to be playing tunes for us in between the presentations and so forth. And then after we finish the meal, that's kind of when we do a real fundraising. So after the meal, we will have heard from the three presenters at that time. That's when I'll get up and I'll start doing my presentation, of course. And during that, I'll ask the crowd for a vote. Okay. And so this is the fundraising aspect of what we're doing. So the vote is $100. And with that vote, you get to pick, you know, kind of which of the three presentations you'd like to support the most. And then we distribute the funds to those presenters in a first, second, and third ratio. So 50%, 30%, 20% of the money that we can raise that night, we'll give back to those presenters. So
we were talking before we went on, you said basically with this, everybody wins.
It's a win-win deal. It's
everywhere you look. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the food is tremendous. The beverages are great. We've got wonderful nonprofit organizations that have put some time and effort into some projects first and foremost. So these things are going on in our community, and they're just really there to tell us about it. Mm-hmm. And then they've put some time and effort into their presentations tonight, which are going to be fantastic. So we're going to learn all about it. We're going to eat well and drink well and have a good old time.
So how do people get in on this? How do people show up? Just show up and that's...
Well, no. So we're actually really, really tight on ticket sales.
Okay.
So since this is an off-menu event, I had to establish a number. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we are right up against that number. I have had a couple of cancellations, so it's kind of like the you know, some of the large nightclubs where if two people leave, two people can come in. Well, that's kind of my date.
So you're essentially sold out for this thing.
Virtually, I am working on an alternate solution with the brew that isn't quite ready to announce yet, but we may be able to get some more people in the door at least to hear the presentations and participate in the fundraising side of things.
So philanthropic, you've got food, you've got entertainment, and that is community.
Oh,
and that's what you guys do. That's what you're all about.
Yeah, we are all about community at the foundation. You know, we're the connection to between the folks who are looking for support and the folks who love to give it. So, you know, that's what we've got tonight is we've got 100 plus people that are coming that love to support the community, and they're going to hear from some folks who are looking to do some nice things for our community, and we're going to put everybody together in the same room.
Scott, you have a great night tonight, and we'll talk next month. We can do this follow-up.
Yeah, we'll do a little summary, a recap.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you.
Scott Nicholson in from the Foundation. It is 9:13 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're